Won't take any more of your time with headlines. Sheriff Tony Skinner, good morning, sir.
Good morning. We're all about the headlines.
You did something that I had not done as we were getting ready to go on the air. You picked up your phone and said, "Where is Uganda?"
I had to look. I didn't know.
Well, Steve probably knows better than any of us right now where Uganda is. But that's, Uganda's not in your patrol jurisdiction, is it?
No, it's not. Central Africa is not in our bailiwick.
Okay. Well, Steve will tell us maybe what law enforcement is like over there. I assume there is some.
You'd think there probably has to be a little bit, but not much.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing from him a little bit later on. What's on the sheriff's desk these days? You have never a boring day in what you do.
No, it's different. It's different from day to day and month to month. But we've got, we've got budgets coming up. We've got some things on the radar with our specialized units, our narcotics unit, SWAT unit. It's just different every day. Yeah.
Well, and like you said, specialized units, and that's just the thing, because everybody starts out as a police officer, the basics, pinning on a badge and getting to know the roads in Delaware County.
Sure.
And interacting with citizens. But then along in the career comes the opportunity to do something besides that. And that requires special training, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it's funny you say that, because I had that exact conversation with a father over at Ball State a few weeks ago. Yeah, he said his daughter wanted to go into, CSI work. And I said, it's not really like it is on TV, where you just get a job and get hired as a crime scene investigator or a detective. You have to learn the job first. And then, if you excel at your job, then you'll be selected for one of those specialty positions, correct? But it's certainly not like it is on TV.
We've had that conversation with Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan before, and that is the fact that, first of all, you learn the basics and then you go into those specialties. And, of course, they have some specialties that other departments don't, helicopter pilots and things like that.
Yeah.
But what are some of the specialty divisions? You touched on them slightly, narcotics and SWAT. What are some of the other specialties that somebody might find themselves doing if they're wearing a Delaware County uniform?
Sure. So we have, like we said, a SWAT team. We have a canine division, investigators, high-tech crimes unit. We have instructors. Most law enforcement agencies have instructors, and they could be what's called a general instructor, where they teach classes and state mandates and things like that. But we also have specialized instructors that teach survival tactics, firearms, and emergency vehicle operations. We used to have a dive team. We're not active in that anymore. But we have a lot of specialties in our agency. Most people don't think about Delaware County being a large county, but we are about the 15th largest county in the state, population-wise. So other sheriff's offices look at us, as a fairly large county. Yeah.
And budget figures into all of this. You mentioned budget a few moments ago, because the budget, you're only able to have so much money on your plate, and you have to decide how to divvy that up.
Yes. So the county council, they fix the budget once a year, and then we have to play within those boundaries. Yeah, when it comes to personnel, equipment, training, it all is set by the council, and even the jail with, meals and medical and personnel, equipment and training for them also. But the sheriff's office is the largest budget in the county. We make up about 25% of the whole county budget.
Now, many times a lot of people criticize the way that money is spent within a government entity, and I'm sure that it's no different with yours. I know that in years past, sheriffs have been able to borrow from Peter to pay Paul and then put that money back within different budgets. What about commissary funds of the inmates? Is that a discretionary budget that you're able to manipulate?
So it's only... it's limited discretionary, and what I mean by that is last year we came to an agreement with the county council, we being the sheriff's office, me, where they actually passed an ordinance on things that I'm allowed to spend commissary money on. So for those of you listening, commissary money, when inmates in the jail, when they buy Snicker bars, potato chips, you know, writing utensils, any number of things, we make a small profit on that, and that goes into a commissary fund. So the sheriff is allowed to spend money out of that commissary. The overwhelming majority of that money is spent on equipment. A lot of it goes to training, and then some of it goes to contracts. We just bought 6 new police cars, and about 5 of those were paid for through commissary. So, you know, it's a big benefit for us, and it does save the county a lot of money on things that they would be purchasing for us otherwise.
And those police cars are specially equipped with all kinds of things. Of course, the radio equipment, the radars and such.
Sure.
So
yep.
It costs a lot to outfit one.
They do cost a lot to outfit. When you get into lights and radios and markings, they're pretty expensive, yeah.
A lot of things in the news that may or may not relate to your agency, but certainly they relate to what you do, and that is, of course, first of all, the SWAT raid on an alleged drug dealer's home within the past 48 hours. Muncie police involved in that. I don't know whether your agency had any involvement in that or not, but drug dealers are being held accountable. I've heard you say that that is something that is going to be a fact going forward, drug dealers being held accountable.
Yeah, I love it when I hear stories like that. No, we were not involved in that, but you know, our guys have had our SWAT team and our investigators have had a very busy year so far, and that's a good thing. When I hear stories about Muncie Police or the state police or any other county or city agency that's doing drug raids, I sleep better at night knowing that, especially when they got that much fentanyl off of the streets. So, you know, good for them.
Well, and I can tell you, because I frequently do interviews with Special Agent in Charge of Indianapolis, Gannon, at the DEA, I will tell you that in past conversations I've had with him in interviews, he can't say enough good about the Delaware County guys.
Great. I appreciate that. Pass on my thank yous.
Indeed. We are on Delaware County today. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock if you're listening live. Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner in with us today. It is Police Week.
It is, yes.
And a lot of people express their appreciation, but I think that a lot of people take for granted what police do, Sheriff. And while you are the sheriff, a lot of people don't recognize the fact that you have kind of a dual responsibility, and that is serving the jail and the courts as well as protecting the citizens of Delaware County. Let's talk about Police Week and some of the things that citizens have been doing to show their appreciation.
Sure. We've had a handful of companies that, you know, bring us in gifts to the sheriff's office. Excuse me. I see it on Facebook where other police agencies receive things like, you know, yesterday we got a couple of boxes of Texas Roadhouse rolls, and those are wonderful, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
Cookies, things like that. Most of them are snack type things, but we appreciate the community when they do things like that. I've never been to Washington, D.C. for Police Week, and I've got 2 more years in office after this year, so I'd like to make it out there. I do have a childhood friend that I grew up with that was killed in the line of duty in Spartanburg, South Carolina, so I'd really like to go out and see his name on the wall one time. Yeah, but we do appreciate the folks that go out of their way to, you know, to thank us or whatever. We don't get into this profession for thanks or for glory. Most of us, it's a calling, but you know, it is nice to hear that. We appreciate that.
Well, and my understanding, you don't get into it for the big bucks either.
Everybody knows that.
Indeed. Well, again, our appreciation for what you and all of your men and women do to serve our community. The jail is a big responsibility.
Yep.
The road patrol is a big responsibility. And is there an hour that your phone doesn't ring?
There is. I get some time. I've got a very active administration and, you know, very effective leaders in each of those positions. So by the time something gets to me, it's a pretty big deal. But I'm very happy with how we're running right now. We still have a few openings. So if anybody out there is listening, would like to get into law enforcement or would like to, you know, to wear the brown, reach out to us, come and get an application, and we'll put you through the process. Love to have you.
What is that process like?
Sure. So our hiring process is now open at any time. We used to do, like, you know, we'll have a hiring process in January, and then we wouldn't have another one for a year. But, you know, the things have changed. The dynamics have changed in law enforcement. So now, as long as we have openings, if somebody turns in an application, we will send them through an individual process, which includes a physical fitness test, a written test, a psychological test, a background, a background investigation, oral interviews, both with the sheriff's panel and with our merit board. That's the majority of everything. You know, 21 years or older, high school diploma or equivalency, no felony convictions, of good moral standards. You know, we do a pretty thorough background check. So we're looking for good people that want to give back and want to serve their community.
And then once you say hired, you just hand them the uniform and a car?
No, that's not how it works. Our FTO process takes about 4 to 6 months. They also have to go through the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. That's another 16 weeks. We send them to the academy down in Plainfield. So they're pretty much going to spend most of their first year in some sort of training or another. If they've got experience, if they come from a reserve organization or they're a lateral transfer from another department, obviously that is streamlined and it's usually a lot faster. But for somebody who's green, right off, you know, quote unquote, right off the streets, if they don't have any experience, they can expect to spend the majority of their first year in training.
Indeed. Are there any questions I haven't asked, things that we ought to be talking
You've
about?
You've asked
right
a
now?
Lot of questions. No, I like it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, Steve Lindell has taught me. So,
right.
You know, we're going to hear from Steve Lindell coming up in a little bit. He's in Uganda. We'll be hearing a report from him that he filed for Emily and myself. Emily in the command center here, making things go smoothly.
Hi, Emily.
He did not mention law enforcement in this first report. So I don't know. That may be something that we'll hear a little
bit. I'll deal with him later about that.
Okay, very good. Sheriff, I always enjoy the opportunity to get to sit down.
I appreciate it.
I knew that we could unfold these conversations into a full hour, but you're a busy guy, and we respect the time that you give us. Sure do appreciate your stopping by, and I look forward to our next visit.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate
Sheriff
it.
Sheriff Tony Skinner, Delaware County Sheriff, stopping by to visit with us this morning, 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you're listening to us live. Coming up, we'll be listening to the words from Steve Lindell from Uganda as he shares his experience with us coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the Talk of Muncie at 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.